Sebastian Coe, in his own words. Record Breakers, BBC One, 23rd of December, 1981.
At what point did you realise that you were going to be world class?
Oh, I don't know that you ever really think in terms of that. My main aim was always to improve from one year to the next, and not to worry too much about the races that you were entering, as long as at the end of each year you reach the targets that you'd set at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And only the athlete and the coach that you work with knows really what those targets should be.
And at this time now, do you have to keep yourself super fit all the time?
Yes. Not race fit, but at this time of the year I'm doing what I call all the bread and butter work. It's all the background. All the background stuff, the distance work, the gymnasium work, that allows me to go out and do the fast stuff on the track in the summer.
If you hadn't been an outstanding athlete, is there anything else that you'd like to have been good at?
I'd have probably been a very bad tennis player.
Yes?
I'd play a lot of tennis when I'm not training, and sometimes I play tennis at during the season as a form of relaxation, but very badly.
Yes. And what about the games at school? Did you just run at school?
No, I played football for quite a few years at the same time. I mean, I'd often play for a school team in the morning and run a cross-country race in the afternoon. The two went together for quite a time until I had to decide that it was becoming a little bit risky to go on playing, and that I pursued my athletics a little more seriously.
You have become a spokesman on behalf of the athletes now. Is this a major step forward?
Well, I was asked to speak on behalf of the athletes by the athletes and sportsmen at the Olympic Congress earlier in the year.